Hey, it's nice to see you're still alive, my Omega. I was getting worried about you back there. I had to carry your limp body myself with all the supplies in order to find a shelter. Luckily, I knew a place. I asked the others to leave us alone for the rest of the night. They agreed, so we're alone until morning, just like normal. I figured it would be for the best to not overwhelm you after you went down. And you went down hard. I was worried about you. I was worried that you weren't going to make it, but you did. I don't know what I would do without you. You smell safe, but confused. What's wrong, Omega? I know you don't know where you are. I'll tell you in a second. It's just a little awkward for me to admit. You know I don't like talking about myself that much. This place brings back too many memories, but if given the choice of you and my comforts, I'm always, always going to pick you, my Omega. I love you. We're someplace safe. We're someplace that we're going to be completely fine, and we can stay as long as we want. We're with my old pack. Yay! I knew these woods because I grew up here. That's how I could navigate them so easily. I don't just have intuitive directions. I didn't want to bring you here because I didn't want you to meet everyone. I really didn't. But we were running and you got hurt, and I didn't know what to do. So I came home and I brought my mates. My parents had questions, of course, and my siblings are just dying to meet you. I asked for at least a night alone to allow you to recover since you did just go down, and this is a ton of information for you to soak in. They understood and agreed, but we can't get out of breakfast tomorrow. I'm sorry, my love. I tried. I didn't want to let everyone meet you like this. I wanted it to be in a proper setting with you, healthy. But they met your bruised body first. And I'm really sorry. Speaking of which, how are you feeling, my love? That sounds about right. You were worse for wear for a moment. Luckily, the doctor was able to patch you up just fine. Said you'll be back to normal within a few days, but to take it easy. So, apparently, our little day trip has turned into a weekend trip, it seems. Not that that is a bad thing. It gives me an excuse to spend more time with you. I'm so grateful you're here, Omega. I'm so happy I get to hold you in my arms and feel your heartbeat against my chest. I was so worried I was going to lose you, that I would never feel you kiss me back or start gripping my shirt and pulling me down for another kiss. So bossy, Omega. You're supposed to be taking it easy and resting. I'm not going to let you lift a finger. You are royalty, meant to be doted on. Even if this is just a small room, you are the ruler of it, my love. And such a mighty throne you lay on, looking up at me like you want me to devour you. It's amazing how a few hours ago I was carrying your unconscious body, and now you're demanding such lewd attention from me. not even wanting a break despite your injuries. If I sit on you like this, does it hurt? Good. It gives me better leverage to do this. Easy now, Omega. Don't get too excited. You're still hurt, remember? Let Alpha do this. Let Alpha take care of you. Moving back the blanket so that I can see more of you, feel more of you against me. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. Easy now. Let me slop myself gingerly against you, just like this. I'm not hurting you, am I? Good, good. That's the last thing I want to do to you, my love. The only thing I want to do is make you scream from pleasure. Oh. Tastes so good, my love. Oh. Accepting my tongue just like that. So good for me, my Omega. Oh. Oh. I love you so much, sweeto. I want to make you feel special. I want to make sure that you know that you're loved and cared for. I want you to understand that you are my world. I want you to understand that I'm willing to do anything for you. I'm willing to burn this entire world to the ground if it means keeping you. You're my Omega, aren't you? So good for me. I love hearing you say that. So good for your Alpha, my love. I know you're getting excited, getting eager, getting needy on me. How much more can you take before you're begging me to take pity on you, Omega? That doesn't seem like very long. It seems to be that you're getting more and more desperate with every passing second. Feeling me on top of you like this, kissing you. An Alpha taking what she wants from her Omega? This is making your inner Omega purr. I just know it. Submitting so easily for your Alpha. Those hands of yours are going to get you in trouble. It's going to be better if I just pin them above your head. Like this. Isn't that better? Now I know you'll behave for me. Tell me what you want, Omega.